This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China Friday that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. official called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Pentagon spokesman Patrick Ryder declined to specify where precisely the balloon was positioned over the United States, saying he didn't want to get into hour-by-hour cycles of updates. The Pentagon said it would likely be over the United States for a few more days. Ryder said the balloon will not be shot down because of safety concerns.
Out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
EU officials are holding talks in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support for the country, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel, as well as 15 European commissioners, are in the Ukrainian capital for what they describe as a summit meeting. The last such get-together was held there in October 2021, a few months before the war started. EU assistance for Ukraine has reached around $55 billion since the fighting started, providing Ukraine with financial and humanitarian aid, among other things. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
America's employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%. It was a surprisingly strong gain in the face of a drive by the Federal Reserve to slow growth and inflation with higher interest rates. Friday's government report added to the picture of a resilient labor market with low unemployment, relatively few layoffs, and many job openings, even as most economists foresee a recession in the future. VOA News. Security researchers at Microsoft said Friday that an Iranian government-backed hacking team allegedly stole and leaked private customer data belonging to French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The magazine was hacked in early January after it published a series of cartoons that negatively depicted Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. The characters were part of a media campaign that Charlie Hebdo said was intended to support anti-government protests in the Islamic nation. Representatives for the Iranian and French governments did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan on his first trip to the world's youngest country. It comes just a day after a regional official said 27 people were killed in communal violence. Sheila Punny reports from Juba.
The 86-year-old leader of nearly 1.4 billion Catholics will meet with South Sudan's leaders on peace efforts and the humanitarian situation. Francis was accompanied by the leader of the Church of England, Archbishop of Canterbury. The Holy See is calling their unique trip a non-denominational pilgrimage of peace in South Sudan, a country still suffering from years of civil war. Sheila Pony for VOA News. Juba, South Sudan.
Dozens of raging wildfires in Chile claimed at least four lives while torching some 14,000 hectares. This, according to authorities on Friday, as a summer heat wave engulfed a large swath of the South American country. The deaths occurred in the town of Santa Juana in Biobío, a region some 310 miles south of Santiago, the capital. The Chilean interior minister said the victims died while driving. She said the government was evaluating other incidents, including serious injuries sustained by firefighters. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin welcomed Australian Minister of Defense Richard Marles to the Pentagon Friday for talks on Indo-Pacific security, as well as the Trilateral Defense Technology Pact with the U.K., known as AUKUS or AUKUS. Both officials expressed hope that their ongoing discussions would continue to build on work from a meeting in early December. The pact is aimed at helping Australia acquire a nuclear-powered submarine fleet, a move China opposes. China is Australia's largest trading partner. And NATO on Friday expressed concern that Russia is failing to comply with its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States. As tensions soar over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the United States has accused Moscow of not meeting its commitments under the decade-old New START pact. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton.